Tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators in Hong Kong are continuing their protests. That's despite appeals from Hong Kong's chief executive, CY Leung, to call it off. You just heard people there calling for him, in fact, to step down. Since the weekend, the streets of the financial district have been filled by protesters who style themselves as Occupy Central. They oppose China's plan to choose the candidates for Hong Kong's next election. Well, one of the demonstrators is the playwright Jing'an Yang, and she spoke to me from the middle of the demonstration.
I'm right in front of City Hall in Central District in Hong Kong Island, and it's pretty convivial. I mean, everyone's in really high spirits. We've just had basically a bucket of rain poured on us, but we're very happy, and everyone's chanting. And we've had a couple amazing speeches from a lot of students from City U, Chinese U, Hong Kong U, and yeah, everyone's just really in high spirits despite the 33 degree.
And over the last few days, how has the mood changed? You say it's very jovial, very convivial, but in terms of the determination of people there?
Yeah, pretty much not going to back down. I mean, we've given CY Leung an ultimatum if he wants us to continue after October 1st, National Day. And yeah, everyone's just in high spirits that something will come of this. You can hear it now. It's pretty spectacular, actually, even despite, you know, being criticised by a lot of the Hong Kong people saying, why don't you go back to school? You know, you're all lazy ingrates, but there's no faulting this right now. It's pretty amazing, actually.
And why are you there? What do you want?
Well, for me, I was born and raised in Hong Kong. I grew up here, and actually I'm a playwright. And for me, democratic freedoms affects everything. It affects art, it affects life, it affects society. And that's basically what we want China to honour their agreement to give us universal suffrage.
And how confident are you that you can get what you want now?
I'm very hopeful, like everyone else here, but I mean, so far, so nothing. I'm very ambivalent. I really don't know. I hope so.
Do you really think, though, the Chinese will back down?
If they call in the PLA, they resort to much more violent means.
The Chinese army, you mean?
Yeah, which are stationed in the new territories. That's when it's going to get quite ugly. But, I mean, if that happens, CY Leung will have to step down because he just wouldn't be able to continue being the chief executive if that happens. Praying that doesn't happen, praying that this continues to be quite a convivial kind of protest.
Do you think there's uncertainty over identity, I guess, in Hong Kong, whether as part of China or as you know, Hong Kong people themselves? It's a changed world now, isn't it?
I think we all think that we're part of Hong Kong. We're our own people. We're our own country. We want to function independently. And I feel like Hong Kong people, we all feel the same. You know, there's nowhere like it in the world. Hong Kong is its own self. It's not part of China. I mean, it is an ex-colony, but, you know, that's what made us, that's what defined us, I feel.
That was Jing'an Yang speaking to me from the pro-democracy demonstration just outside City Hall in Hong Kong. So, what will China do next? The journalist Martin Jakes is a former editor of the British Communist Party journal Marxism Today. He's since written a book called When China Rules the World. How did he think China would handle the protest in the days ahead?
I think from China's point of view, understandably, China enjoys sovereignty over Hong Kong. Hong Kong is part of China, granted special autonomy. And so it expects the chief executive to be, you know, loyal to the country. It's not an odd requirement.
I'm just wondering, though, whether it would be that difficult for China under the one country, two systems approach to give the protesters what they want, the right to choose their own leaders?
The point is that Hong Kong is part of China. So ultimately, authority over these things lies with the Chinese government.
So do you think the protesters are just being unrealistic in their demands, demanding the right to choose their own leaders?
Well, I think that the movement, you know, like all big movements like this, it's complicated. And there are many shades of opinion. And there are many different anxieties being expressed. So although the sort of overarching question is exactly how these elections are going to be run, I think that there's a sense of sort of dislocation, if you like, amongst a fair number of Hong Kong Chinese, because they are worried about what they see probably as the decline in importance of Hong Kong. There was an extraordinary period of about 20 years between roughly 1980 and 1997, leading up to the handover, when Hong Kong occupied a particularly important position because the Chinese government was opening up, but hadn't opened up to the point where there was easy access into China for Western companies and so on. And Hong Kong was the entry point. Hong Kong was very central. It played a very important role. And, you know, the Hong Kongers felt very, very important. And now they feel much less important. But it was inevitably going to happen, you know, because Hong Kong was the most important financial center. It's not now. Shanghai's more important. And there'll be other cities like Shenzhen will overtake it. Hong Kong used to be the singularly, easily the most important port in the region. It's now being challenged by Guangzhou and Shenzhen. You know, why? Because Hong Kong has a population of 7 million and China has a population of 1.3 billion. And now, as we all know, China has had this extraordinary economic transformation.
And do you think the fact that Hong Kong is less important economically than it once was, does that strengthen the hand of the Chinese leadership in dealing with these protesters, do you think?
Well, yeah, of course it does. For the Chinese government, they would like to resolve this situation amicably. I don't think they've got any interest in, you know, something which turns really unpleasant. But it is also true that China is much more important to Hong Kong than Hong Kong is to China. Hong Kong is hugely integrated with the Chinese economy. This has been going on even when it was under the British. Its prosperity was a product of its relationship with China. And that process has, of course, grown apace and is now huge. So the future of Hong Kong economically is more and more bound up with what happens to China.
And what about the relationship, perhaps on a more personal level, between the people of Hong Kong and China? How has that been and how might that change?
Well, I think that during the period up to 1997, the Hong Kong Chinese looked down on the mainlanders as poor, ignorant, uneducated peasants. That obviously has begun to change because tourism in Hong Kong used to be mainly a Western phenomenon. Now it's overwhelmingly mainland Chinese. And a lot of the mainland Chinese who come have got a lot more money than the Hong Kong Chinese, because that's a product of the economic transformation of China. And meanwhile, they can see, you know, the great financial center of Hong Kong is being overtaken by Shanghai. Their sense of identity, their sense of superiority is being undermined by the rise of China. And I think the Hong Kong Chinese are finding this very difficult to take because this was part of what they thought of as their identity.
Martin Jakes. You're listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service.